Hi, everybody. I'm Deacon Dave.
And I'm Layperson Lisa.
Welcome to the Deacon Dave
and Layperson Lisa show.
Lisa always forgets to say my part.
I do.
I don't know
it's
why.
It's not your part. It's our part.
But I know that those of you that listened to the podcast last week were probably disappointed and sad that Lisa was not on the show, but welcome back.
I'm back.
It's so Thanks. Glad to have you.
Good to be back.
So we're going to talk about spiritual warfare.
Yes.
And I'm going to turn it over to Lisa because she has a great story to share.
Yes. So I was sick for the past week or so, and I didn't make it to Mass because I was sleeping.
You didn't make it to
Mass.
I was
sick.
Okay.
And I did not want to infect others, and I could hardly get out of bed anyway.
And what else did you not do?
Work.
Right.
Yes. And I did not call you
to bring you
the Eucharist.
The Eucharist, which is gets to part of your story.
It does. So I've been without the Eucharist for over a week.
This is sad.
It is sad. And this is what happens when you're without the Eucharist. You become vulnerable to from attacks to the devil. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
No. I said that backwards.
No, you're vulnerable. Well, you're vulnerable to attacks.
To attacks.
She's still recovering, ladies and gentlemen.
I am recovering. I'm not 100%.
It's okay.
So I was at work on my first day back from being sick. And I work as a pharmacist. So there's a drug that can be prescribed that causes an abortion. So I have a religious exemption, if you call it, with my job that I can refuse to fill the medication. And when they come in, it's usually no problem. I'll just say I can't fill this. I can send it to another location, or you can pick it up another day when I'm not there. And this past Thursday, a prescription was already filled by the time I got there, and the company I work for blocks it. Puts a block where the pharmacist has to talk to the person. Hey, are you pregnant? You know, you shouldn't take this, which doesn't make sense to me. But in any case, I asked the pharmacist to remove the block. But there's no insurance on the person's profile. So if the person comes in and the profile gets updated with insurance, the block gets put back on.
Right.
So this was like haunting me the whole night. Well, I for some reason, it didn't make any sense, but it was just, I was dreading having to talk to this person and say, oh, sorry, I can't fill this. You're going to have to come back. I got like so bad. Like I was like having like anxiety, and like I got like physically ill where I was like dry heaving. It was horrible.
It sounds really bad.
It was. And I don't know. It was just, and then I was like, I prayed like, and I'd feel like strong about it. And then a little while later, I'd get like, thoughts in my head like, oh, well, just give so-and-so your password and they can just sign off on it. So it was just ridiculous. And the funny thing is, earlier that day, I was watching this documentary called The Devil and Father Amorth, and he was the big exorcist of the Diocese of Rome.
Right.
And he did like a lot of exorcist training and that kind of thing. So, and it just like his story and what they showed, it just like, how could you not think God was real? It's like, I have heard other exorcists say, I don't believe, I know. And, you know, after what I was watching, I was like, yeah, I know. And then, so my, I just felt so like gung-ho, if you will, about my faith. And then this happened. So like the devil was attacking me.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're both body and soul. And so your body is under attack by whatever virus you may have had.
Mm-hmm.
And then in that physical weakness state you are in, you're not able to go to church. And mm-hmm. so now you're spiritually weak. And mm-hmm. the devil is like, oh, this is Lent and I've got Lisa
yes.
in my grasp.
Yes. And it wasn't even over because then the next day, somebody came to the window and was like asking me all these questions about the drugs that cause abortion. And I'm like thinking to myself, "What? This is definitely the devil. Why is this happening to me?"
It's incredible how you'll have this chain of events that start to go together to try to draw you away from the Lord. So I want to make this important point because I was picking on Lisa, but if you can't make it to Mass because you're sick, have someone bring you the Eucharist
yes.
because you talk about fighting spiritual warfare. We need the sacrament of the Eucharist. That's the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus being poured into us. and he's going to help protect us.
Yes, and the Eucharist gives us strength in fighting the attacks from the devil.
And what other ways do you think we can help to battle the spiritual warfare that we enter into, Lisa?
Well, also reconciliation, which is, I think it's funny, but so I went to reconciliation yesterday and I was talking to the priest and I'm like, when I was saying all this, because it made me doubt my faith. And that was like the biggest thing to me. Like, it made me doubt my faith and my trust in God. That was the whole thing. And when I was like telling him, I was like, this is sounding so stupid. I did not even know why it was so difficult for me. But like, I physically was like ill and like dry heaving. I don't know. But he's like, yeah, it was the devil. So
he did. The priest did say it was the devil.
Yeah, he said, it sounds like it caused you a lot of turmoil. That's not God. That's the devil.
And did he say anything else?
Not really.
Okay. I'm not trying to find out any information here, Lisa. Gave you some penance. I hope it was a really big penance. Oh. No, I'm just kidding. No, so it's really interesting because you use the word turmoil. Mm-hmm. And that's one way we know that that's probably the devil that is attacking us, because it's not a fruit of the Holy Spirit to be in turmoil. And even in the midst of difficult things that are going on in our lives, we can still find peace and joy because, like you said, we know that God is present, that he's there. And he's going to help get us through it.
Yes. And it's kind of funny because I was telling the priest, I was like, you know, it's so easy for me to talk about my faith and my beliefs when I'm in a environment with people who have similar beliefs. But when I was in that environment where people don't necessarily believe the same thing, it was like hard for me to talk about my faith. And that kind of made me mad. But I just feel it was like the devil. So.
No, there's no doubt about it. And I was just talking to a group last night. And we talked about, well, how do we form our conscience and how do we make the right decisions and do the right things? And one of the things we talked about is that you become the most like the people that you hang around.
Yes.
And sometimes in our work environments and other environments, we're not surrounded by Christ at all for maybe 8, 10, or 12 hours a day.
Right.
So it makes it really important for us to take that extra time other than just going to church to get re-energized and refueled and refed by people who are like-minded and who love God. And I cannot believe I have my phone on during the podcast. I will
maybe
call
they want to tell us how good we're doing.
Oh, look, we have our first person calling in.
Caller, go ahead.
Yes, on our recorded show. How does that happen? But what else? What other ways can we fight against spiritual warfare, Lisa?
Reading the gospel, because we're be filling our minds with the God's word and there will be no room for the enemy.
And that's very interesting because if we're not going to church, if we're not making use of the sacraments, the devil's going to start to fill in those spaces that we have in our heart and our soul. And I think that's exactly what happened to you. You were weak and he slithered on in. It reminds me too of what the devil did with Adam and Eve in the reading from last week. Is where he caused Eve and Adam to doubt.
Yes, put doubt in their minds.
Exactly.
And that's how the devil operates, putting doubt and fear into our minds.
And then next thing you know, you're going, well, do I really trust God? Do I have this kind of faith? And it can spiral downhill from there. Mm-hmm. So did I just say heel? Downhill.
Okay. I know what you meant.
I know I'm from North Carolina. It's okay. So we've got the sacrament of Eucharist. We have reconciliation, and then we have the gospel. Do you have any other advice?
Oh, of course, prayer.
What type of prayer?
Well, in moments of temptation, if we pray, then God will help block the enemy's attacks on us.
And sometimes it's just as simple as saying, come Lord Jesus, or come Holy Spirit, and that immediately focuses us on God instead of on whatever it is we're being tempted by.
And I was praying that night. And I was praying, I felt strong in my beliefs. But then, you know, I'd get busy and I would not constantly be able to pray. And that's when the doubts would start creeping in.
Well, you know, and even Jesus in the Garden of the Agony, he was there and his friends are falling asleep. He knows what's going to happen. And he knows he has to enter into this tremendous suffering. But even Jesus asked the Father, you know, hey, there's another way to do this. That would be great. But I understand it's your will that I need to follow and not my own.
Right.
And we have to do that same thing when we're being challenged to realize that God is going to enter into us with those struggles and those difficulties, but we have to invite him in and ask him to help us to get through it.
Oh, yes. And the priest also told me to invite the Holy Spirit, say, come Holy Spirit, when I was feeling like that, too. So that's a good prayer to pray, too. Come Holy Spirit.
It's always good to call God, especially when we feel like we're being attacked.
Yes.
And then maybe to surround ourselves with people who we know love us and will help us and support us.
Yes.
You're not going to believe this, but it's already been 10 and a half minutes.
Uh-oh, time to wrap it up.
We're going to have to wrap
it up. Oh, but I wanted to say one more thing. The rosary. The rosary is very important. It's very strong. It has a lot of power. That's what I'm trying to say. The rosary is very powerful in spiritual warfare because the devil is scared and terrified of Mary.
I love it. I love it. Well, listen, that's it for this show. I'm Deacon Dave.
And I'm Layperson Lisa.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.